This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Hour 2, 1-866-582-9933. Just wanted to show you, friends, when you look at the word terrorism, it means government by intimidation. Okay? We've been warned about this for a long time. Terrorism, defined out in Oxford's Old English Dictionary, means government by intimidation. With all the information that we have concerning the orchestration of January 6th, they were enticed to come by Donald Trump. Donald Trump led them to FBI informants. As they were being led by the FBI informants, they were set, they were entrapped, and then they were attacked by the Capitol Police, only to what? Incriminate them, to create political prisoners. Dr. Simon Gold, who was speaking out against the narrative concerning the pandemic, she was recently, because she was there, sentenced to 2 months in prison. We're in some dangerous times, friends. Again, Bradley, you say that all the time. Well, does it need to hit you before you listen to me? It's ridiculous. I wanted to highlight this, too. There's a guy out there on the East Coast. He claims to be the Black Robe Regiment. And they can say the right things, but what they're doing is the wrong things. And if it's the guy that I think it is that's putting this organization, or the head of the organization, he's a fundraiser. Okay? He's a fundraiser, period. That's all he is. Okay? What he has coming up, and you can't make this up, he's got 300, it's called Reawaken America Tour in Virginia Beach, and I'm invited to be a part of it. And I guarantee you, I'm not going to be going the same direction that they are. Mike Lindell's going to be there. Flynn's going to be there. And guess who's heading it up? Donald Trump. Wow, that's crazy. About Gideon's 300, Pastor, America needs you now. You are America's last line of defense. I totally agree with that. But you don't allow the devil to lead it up. Remember the guy that said he didn't have anything that he needed to repent for? You know, isn't that interesting? Because the Bible, I just read it three times this week in 1 John, 1st and 2nd chapter. He who says he's without sin is a liar and the truth is not in him. That's exactly right. Oh, if only people knew the Word. If only the American people took time to know for themselves what the Word of God says. This is one of the things I was highlighting during the last segment. That fake news happens. It's interesting how I just did a video, and I'll probably cover it next week, the video audio. It's interesting how everybody is being censored, but the mainstream media, and 86% of the people say they don't believe the mainstream media. Well, this is why. Fake news happens. USA Today deletes 23 articles, propaganda outlets. Isn't that interesting? You never hear that on the mainstream media? Yeah, that's pretty crazy how that works, Brad. It really is. Yep, I do know. Wanted to get you caught up as to what's going on with this criminal in the People's White House that's tolerated by 329.5 million people. And I'm talking about his corruptions. Good government loves the message, friends. The corrupt hate it. But exclusive, this is coming from Breitbart, Biden's DHS. Folks, can we get off this? This isn't Biden's DHS. The DHS doesn't have any constitutional standing, okay? Like so many of these other agencies that have been created to protect the people, that's not what they're for. They're attacking the people. while defending the people that are giving them the orders to attack. Hey, bad guys, by the grace of God, this message is not going to change. Until the Word of God changes, only then will it change. And you know as well as I do, that's not going to change. And you might want to look at your future, because I can already tell you what it is if you keep going on with your bad self. It ain't good. I don't care what your boss says. If he's violating the laws within the Constitution, you know what your obligations are and your duties are to stand against it, not to do his biddings because you have a family to feed. Nope, you're a part of the problem. Gosh, I'm so sick and tired of people, you know, oh, Biden's government and Biden's DOJ and Biden's Supreme Court and Biden's this and Biden. It's not his. We the people are the government. This is our reflection if we tolerate it. But look what it says. Breitbart, exclusive. Biden's DHS instructs Border Patrol agents to not apprehend migrants on walls in Rio Grande. Why? Because they need all these people. Because the Americans haven't figured out yet, the reason that they're pulling them into America is because they don't have right now the support that they want you to believe that they have. That's why they need them here. Right? And they also need them here to play the criminals against the American people. Oh, come on, Bradley. That is just so outlandish, man. What are you saying? That just sounds like some sort of, you know, some sort of conspiracy theorist to say something like that. Okay, that's cool. Let's go to the next point. Breitbart as well. 10 years later, over 53,000 illegal aliens given DACA despite arrest records, including for murder, rape, and kidnapping. Who's crazy? Hey, folks, if we're not going to live for the blessings, we're going to be partakers of the judgments, aren't we? Yep. Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. This is what governments... corruption in America today is and are in fact guilty of breeding criminals. They're breeding criminals. They're responsible for what you see. Hey, folks, the government's purpose is to restrain men from violating God's moral law, period. To maintain order, period. To condemn the wicked, to justify the righteous. That's it. Nothing more. Nothing less. They're doing just the exact opposite of their very purpose. And every time they highlight crime, they are showing you where they are derelict of duty. Because it's their job, and I'm talking about the corrupt again, it's their job to condemn the wicked, not to give them three squares, rent money, food stamp money, new cars, don't have to pay taxes for 7 years. This is what they're doing. They're enticing them. They're alluring them into America is what they're doing. So, with that said, I need a little extra time today, so I'm going to take it. Yesterday I had highlighted a parable, a metaphor as to how to control people by Joseph Stalin, the mass murderer, that Roosevelt had the American people calling him Good Uncle Joe back in the 1930s. That was responsible for killing 20 to 40 to 60 million of his own people. I'll show you on the other side, and then in contrast, I'm going to show you what our forefathers taught us, because what the American people are doing today is not what our forefathers taught us. We'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Joe Biden that was busted committing the act of treason, Article 3, Section 3, Luke 22, 48, with the Ukrainians. Now he's got the American people actually, they're stealing taxpayers' money, and they're handing it over to Zelensky, who's a comedian. He's a homosexual, and he's a Nazi, literally. I didn't say it. There's plenty of information out there to prove it. Action speaks louder than words, boy, and there's a lot of action that needs to be spoken concerning what it is they're responsible for. That's how we're to judge men, right? Or fruit inspectors. My goodness. There is a popular anecdote about Joseph Stalin that goes as follows. Okay, and this applies to America today. One day, the dictator of the Soviet Union told his closest advisors that he would show them how easy it was to control a person that had already been subjugated. He brought in a live chicken, which he then proceeded to pluck until it was naked, and it was completely bloody. Now, watch where the chicken goes, Stalin said, as he put it in on the ground. Finally freed from its torturer's grasp, the chicken wasted no time getting away. However, when it failed to find an exit, it readily returned to Stalin and attempted to warm itself between the dictator's legs. Stalin then took out some grain from his pocket, which he fed to the chicken. The chicken ate the grain despite the pain. When Stalin started to walk around the room, the chicken timidly followed, leaving a small trail of blood wherever it went. So you see, Stalin said to his advisor, smiling, people are like chickens. You pluck them and then let them go. Then you can control them. Does that sound familiar, Americans? You know, I want to say this. Charles Finney has a sermon, and it's called As to How to Convert Nobody. And one of the things that we see today in America, especially from the pulpits, 300,000 pulpits in America today, we see that the preacher never points his finger, but it's interesting that the law means just that, to point the finger at the responsible party. That's why so many mushroom converts are popping up all over the church in America today, thinking that they're saved when in fact they need to get saved again. They're called mushroom converts. Now, the reason I'm saying that is because it's what's happening today. Americans don't realize that it's a preacher's job to point the finger at the responsible party. Only then will they understand the reason that they are to repent. Why are they to repent? Because they have violated God's moral law. Right? That's what drives them to godly repentance, 2 Timothy 7:10 through 11. And it's also interesting that John the Baptist, when preaching the message, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, he also said to the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites of the day, he said, bring forth fruits of repentance. That's what we don't see. It never goes that far. Which shows you that they have not been born again. John 3:3. They're not born of the Spirit. Therefore, if they're not born of the Spirit, they're not led of the Spirit. Romans 8:14. Okay? But my job is to point the finger. And I know people think that that is very condemning. Well, only if you're in sin. As a matter of fact, here, let me do this. Because, again, we're doing live radio. And I want to be clear about what I'm saying here. Because the condemnation falls to those, not to those that are in Christ Jesus. See, the Bible tells us in Romans 8 that there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit. For the Spirit of the law, of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made us all free from the law of sin and death. The people that are in Christ, they're not condemned. They love the truth. Okay? And remember, the Holy Ghost never comes to convict a man, or he never comes to comfort a man that's in known sin. He comes to convict him of his sin to bring him to godly repentance. John 16, starting in verse 8. Forgive me. But when you go over to John 3, speaking of condemnation, I want you to hear this. We all hear, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world. Nope, he didn't. But that the world through him might be saved. That's right. He that believeth on him is not condemned. Who's condemned? But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than the light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light. That's right. That's why they're condemned. Neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that cometh and doeth the truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be manifest, that they are wrought in God. So again, making the point, friends, we as preachers have to point the finger out, and if you're feeling condemnation, it's because you're not in Christ. The Holy Ghost is making you aware, and praise God that you have a conscience, which means with knowledge, that you can discern that you're not in Christ because of the condemnation. The condemnation is good if it drives you to Christ. If it drives you away from Christ, it's not good, it's self-condemning. Okay? When we go, moving on, to the analogy and the parable that was given by Stalin, it's interesting because that is applicable to the American people on so many different levels. Okay? But I'm here to tell you, because I titled the show today, our forefathers taught us not to suffer these abuses. Can I ask you a question? Why is this such a threat to the FBI? Why is this such a threat to the CIA and the ATF? When we make reference to the Declaration of Independence, because they're operating in a foreign manner. That's why. This is foreign to their operation. That's why. Okay? This is real simple to understand. And I want to go line upon line, and I want to do my best to get through it today, because I only have three segments here. But when you look on July 2nd, it was done. The declaration, it was contrived, it was constructed, architect, however you want to say it, friends. It was all brought about by Thomas Jefferson, the third president. He was the main architect, okay? Then he had Robert Livingston, then he had Roger Sherman, you had Ben Franklin and John Adams. That's who's responsible for the Declaration of Independence. What is it that they put together, okay? On July 2nd, it was finished, but on July 4th, it was promulgated, proclaimed. Listen carefully. The unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America, when in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among them the powers of the earth, the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitles them, premised on Scripture. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. Does anybody know why separation took place in the first place? Because our forefathers would not put up with a king named George that would not be ruled by God. That is the number one reason they stood. Okay? And their flags were no king but King Jesus and appeal to heaven. They said, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal under God, that they are endowed," here we have it, "they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights." Okay? By the way, rights that cannot be taken away, they are not transferable, they can only be forfeited. We go on, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Has anybody noticed that what we're seeing today, what's under attack is life? What's under attack? Liberty. What's under attack? The pursuit of happiness. Because we failed to learn from what our forefathers exhibited. Read Hebrews 13:7 when you get a moment. That to secure these God-given rights, governments are instituted among men. Who is it that our representative government works for? Our limited government? Who is it that they work for? We the people. Where do they derive their just powers from? The consent of the governed. We the people under God, who delegated that authority to them in the first place. Therein is the problem concerning these agencies, because these agencies that I was talking about that have a problem with the Declaration of Independence, they know all the well that when you figure out that they have no constitutional standing, they're going to be out of a job rather than you. Okay? That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of the ends of what? Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? It is the right, the God-given right of the people to alter or to abolish it. We don't need to alter or abolish our government. We need to get back to our Constitution. If we want to get rid of man's 10,000 commandments, let's get back to God's 10. We want a reformation here, not a revolution. But we are in, like it or not, in the midst of a revolution that is created to create domestic insurrection to overthrow by legislating to no end. Wasn't it Tacitus that said, a former Roman, that the more that the state legislates, the more corrupt that they are? Are you seeing this, friends? We're going to come right back to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Firefighters in Philadelphia mourning the loss of one of their own. Deputy Fire Commissioner Craig Murphy says the fallen firefighter was a 27-year veteran of the department.
This was just a catastrophic accident that really hurt our department, and I know this member well, and hurt the fire service as a whole.
The blaze broke out early Saturday morning at a three-story building that housed a pizza shop and apartments. The fire was put out nearly 90 minutes after the call went out. Four firefighters and an inspector with the city's Department of Licenses and Inspections were trapped at the time of the building collapse. Two firefighters and the inspector have since been released from the hospital. One firefighter remains hospitalized. The firefighter who died was pronounced at the scene. This is USA Radio News. The Iowa Supreme Court ruling that abortion is not a guaranteed right under the state constitution, reversing a ruling that same court made only 4 years ago in the process. The decision on Friday stems from a lawsuit filed by abortion providers who challenged a law from 2020 that requires a 24-hour waiting period before a woman can get an abortion. This court ruling comes as there is speculation that the U.S. Supreme Court will soon overturn Roe v. Wade. Federal regulators have signed off for the youngest Americans to receive their COVID-19 vaccines. Children under the age of 5 will soon be eligible for shots. This after the FDA followed the unanimous recommendation from its advisory panel. The final sign-off from the CDC is expected soon. They're working over the holiday weekend to make sure it gets done. It was a bad week for Wall Street when the markets closed on Friday. In fact, it was the worst week it had since the COVID crash from 2020. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back. 1-866-582-9933. We're talking about the Declaration of Independence right now, and I was just highlighting during the break. Before the end of the last segment there. It's interesting how the Declaration and our founding documents, they seem to be a stumbling block to these agencies. Well, the reason it is so is because they're unconstitutionally founded. They have no lawful standing. And they act accordingly. I just wanted to highlight this really quick. A report, rep claims Justice Department and the FBI are using Gestapo tactics. Isn't that interesting how that word has just been coming up over the last year and a half, 2 years now? And we're talking about Louis Gohmert ripped into the Department of Justice and the FBI for lacking moral clarity, liking some law enforcement actions as Gestapo tactics. It's exactly what they are. Gosh, I wish people would pay attention to all this, right? Okay, so let's get back to this. Americans putting up with what our forefathers would have never put up with, and nor did they put up with it. And I make reference to the Declaration and how three-quarters of the Declaration of Independence is showing the abuses upon our forefathers that our forefathers said we're not putting up with it anymore. Okay? And I was just highlighting the fact from the Declaration of Independence that the purpose of government are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But this is what's under attack in America today. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And people, will you do yourself a favor and get out of the debate when it comes to the abortion topic? It's murder. It's sacrifice is what it is. Okay. And God condemns it at every given step. The United States government has no business whatsoever sanctioning the murder of the innocent in the womb. None. But they want to get you caught up into that argument. No, no, there's no debate, friends. The American people have now been desensitized to allow their government to murder babies. And then on the other side, going so far to justify their inaction by not stopping it, to also allow that government to say, now this is for your safety, by putting a poison into your system that's responsible for genocide on a global basis. Just think about that. For your safety. The ones that are saying you can kill your baby. In California now, I guess it's okay to kill your baby up to 7 days after it's been born. No, that's murder. Folks, they can say whatever they want to say. That's murder. Okay? Whose side are you on? The Lord's or man's? Period. It's ridiculous. It's a good thing. You know, I had a girl at a high school assembly. This was in Fargo, North Dakota, years ago. And I remember she was going to come up to me and tell me what the deal was. You know, because the 14-year-olds, the 13-year-olds, they know everything. We've got a lot to learn, right? And she's used to playing her teachers, telling them what to do, and telling her parents what to do, and her youth pastor, which is unscriptural. She's telling him what to do, too. And she thought she was going to do the same thing here. And she came up and she said to me, Bradley, I have a problem with you. And I said, well, what's that? And I already knew where she was going. She said, I have a problem with abortion, the topic of abortion. I said, I bet you do. I said, it's a good thing your mama didn't. See, the only ones complaining about abortion or the choice to murder their own babies are those that have been born already. It's a good thing her parents obeyed God. Thou shalt not kill. And just one more point. The government has no business whatsoever advocating the murder of it's folks, it's population control. Dummies. Gosh, that's what it's about. Listen to the people that are tolerated, like the Bill Gates that want to depopulate the planet. Listen to what they're saying. They're telling you what it's about. Now, matter of fact, Bill Gates is speaking of which, his dad was on the board of Planned Parenthood. Okay? That's where he got his ideologies, his dad said, from. He's a criminal as far as the North is from the South, folks. And there he is still spouting off whatever he wants to say, like that criminal Barack Obama. And speaking of abortion, oh, you know, my grandma told me that Donald Trump was the best friend to life. Oh, no, he wasn't. Just the opposite. He gave over $500 million to the Planned Parenthood pot. He stole your money and gave it to Planned Parenthood. He didn't stop it. He stopped none of the things that he said he was going to stop. Get it out of your head. Quit deceiving yourselves, folks. Okay? But the purpose our forefathers established the Declaration of Independence was to do what? To secure these rights. God-given rights. Governments are instituted among men. For what? Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Everything that's under attack today, okay? This is your founding documents, friends. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of its ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it and to institute new government. We don't need new government. We just need good people in government. We don't need new laws. We need the old laws enforced, okay? They're creating policies which undermine the laws, what they're doing. Remember what I said during the end of the last segment? Tacitus said he was a Roman politician that said, the more that the state legislates, the more corrupt the state is. That's right. And then it goes on and says, laying its foundations on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence, indeed, will dictate the government's long established should not be changed for like transient causes. Wow. Transient, Webster's 1828, passing, not stationary, hence of short duration, not permanent, not lasting or durable. Our forefathers established just the exact opposite. Okay? It's like the Medes and the Persians. Our laws don't change. Because those laws, if obeyed through grace, Ephesians 2:8, keep us free, and then we establish the law, Romans 3:31. Our forefathers said, prudence indeed will dictate the government's long established. And accordingly, all experience has shown, listen carefully, Americans, that mankind are more disposed to suffer. You allow the abuse. While evils are sufferable, you allow these men to do the things that they do rather than righting themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. It's not legal. Folks, all of in which we're dealing with today is coming from the government. It's never been delegated to them to attack us unlawfully. Okay? But when a long train of abuses and usurpations acting outside of their scope of authority, acting outside of the delegated authority that we gave them, pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is your duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for the future security. But they don't want you to know that. No, that's why they attack people and make examples out of them, friends. Because just like they did with Simon Golds. Hey, look it. She was the one that was standing up for the American people saying what the plandemic is all about is contrived. It's dangerous. It's a genocide. Nope, they had to make an example out of her, didn't they? Oh, little did they know. Had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of Glories. Their cruelties are swelling our ranks. You can rest assured. Exodus 1, chapter 12. Exodus chapter 1, verse 12 is what it is, okay? The more that they oppressed the children of Israel, the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied. Amen. So, going on, such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former systems of government. The history of the present king of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries. Hello? Hello, Americans. And usurpations, hello, Americans, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. Federal government is a creature of the states, not the other way around. That's why we have the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights, to stop all of this. But our governors are corrupt. There's the problem. The people need to rise up lawfully and deal with them and impeach them and prosecute them. Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. Now, to prove this, our forefathers said, let facts be submitted to a candid world. This is what our forefathers would not put up with. You ready? He has refused to assent to the laws. Okay? To agree to the laws, the most wholesome and necessary for the people's and the public's good. Is that what's happening to the Supreme Court? Americans, when is it and where is it found in the U.S. Constitution or any founding document that whatever these unelected bureaucrats say goes? Their purpose is to discover law and apply the law. And if they fail to do that, you lawfully remove them. That applies to the president. That applies to all three branches of government. The Supreme Court is not above the rule of law. Think, Americans, think. He has forbidden his governors to pass laws of immediate and pressing importance unless suspended in their operation till his approval should be obtained. They use the word assent. And when so suspended, he has utterly neglected to attend them. Hey, folks, do you see the Supreme Court taking on cases that keep us free and enforcing the law and condemning the wicked? I haven't found that yet. And don't get distracted with this whole Roe versus Wade. Know what they're doing, friends, is they're fortifying themselves against the American people. Let's see where this goes, because I can almost tell you right now with a 100% guarantee it's going to go absolutely nowhere. But they're going to sell it off to the American people as a victory. Okay? He has refused to pass other laws for the accommodation of large districts of people unless those people would relinquish the right, give it up, forfeit it, the right of representation in the legislature, a right inestimable to them and formidable to tyrants only. He wanted absolute rule no matter what. That's why the mainstream media always has the cameras on the Supreme Court, because they want you to believe that they are the final say. It's interesting, because Thomas Jefferson said that was the branch that he was least worried about concerning those that would be used to corrupt who we are as a people. Now it's the number one. And consider these devils that are sitting on the court before you assent or agree to what they say, because it violates law on so many different levels. Folks, it's not me violating the law. It's them. Who's the enemy of the state? Let's put this into perspective. 1-866-582-9933. One more segment.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, this is Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson of the Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show out of Los Angeles, California. Bradley Dean's radio show, he is one of the bravest white men on this side of heaven, promoting freedom, love of God, and love of country. You will not be disappointed. Check out Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. The frog slowly boils in the pot. Nope, the frog has been boiled 1,000 times. There's no more road to kick the can down, folks. That's where the American people are still deluded and deceived. We're not, that's all gone. That's completely all gone. The American people are going to let this pandemic, let them go with the pass. Oh, you can, and what are they doing, folks? They're coming right behind it, and they're trying to justify all the more by distracting, renaming more viruses concerning the side effects and the adverse side effects of what they've already given you. If you're going to give that a pass, folks, they got you. Let me say it that way. They got you. They got you. Okay? But what we're talking about right now is our forefathers taught us not to suffer these abuses. Well, what are their posterity doing? Suffering these abuses. When you go to Joshua 22, verse 4, it says, "And now the Lord your God hath given rest unto your brethren." That's what happened after our forefathers established this country. And for those that don't know their history, do you also realize that this government, this federal government, has had you in war 222 years? Of the 240-some years that we have been a country. Okay? But I want you to hear this. There is a warfare, no doubt about it, especially around this country. "And now the Lord your God hath given you rest unto your brethren." That's what our forefathers established. "And he promised them, therefore now return you and get into your tents and unto the land of your possession." We've already got the possession, Americans, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you on the other side of Jordan. But then he says, take heed, verse 5. Joshua 22. But take diligent, painstakingly heed, pay careful attention to yourselves to do the commandments and the law after you receive your possession. That's where we're at. So you had to keep the same laws to dispossess, which means to drive out previous occupants and possessing in their place. And now that you possess, the Lord says, nope, you need to keep the same commandments. Okay? He said, which Moses, the servant of the law, charged you to love the Lord your God and to walk in all of his ways and to keep his commandments, which, by the way, don't say that's Old Testament. The New Testament is the fulfilling of the law, the old. Matthew 22:37 falls into line with this perfectly. And to keep his commandments and to cleave unto him and to serve him with your whole heart and with your whole soul. Okay. If we don't do that, this is what we get. What we're talking about right now. Let's go back to the usurpations, the abuses of King George. They're very similar to that which we're dealing with today in America. He has called together legislative bodies at places unusual, uncomfortable, and distant from the depository of their public records for the sole purpose of fatiguing them into compliance with his measures. Americans, a lot of which goes on today, is it's put in place in a fatiguing manner to wear you out so they can have their way. Isn't it interesting how when they want something done, they push it through instantly. But when it comes to the American people, it drags on and it drags on and it drags on. Something I said about the Supreme Court, they take up that only which fits their narrative. It's never there to right the wrongs. It's always there to wrong the rights. That's how they're acting. Gosh. The fatiguing, beware of it, because we see it all day long. Also pay attention to the fact that many of the bills that these criminals called representatives in America, I'm talking about corruption, they pass them during Christmas, Thanksgiving, Easter. That is when you're taking a break. They're going in and they're passing bills that counter their delegated authorities. He has dissolved representative houses repeatedly for opposing with a manly firmness his invasions on the rights of the people. Well, the only thing we get is a Rand Paul or a Jim Jordan, or we get a Ted Cruz or a Taylor Greene. We just get a bunch of controlled operatives to give us the illusion that we have good people in place fighting for us, when in fact they're a part of the same team. You guys all seen, when you were kids, I'm sure, you all seen the Harlem Globetrotters. You noticed that the Harlem Globetrotters traveled with a team that was always the bad guys. They were sold to the crowds as the bad guys, right? And what would happen is they would abuse the Harlem Globetrotters, and the Harlem Globetrotters would turn around and end up winning. Well, those teams are bought and paid for to play the bad guys, the arch enemies to the people, and the Harlem Globetrotters at the end of the day would always conquer. It's exactly what you have in place, but the bad guys are the ones that are conquering rather than the alleged good guys. So that role's been reversed as well, okay? He has refused for a long time after such dissolutions to cause others to be elected, whereby the look what's happening in America. I just got back from California 2 weeks ago. I heard some good people talking about running for positions, and yet the money's not accessible to them, but the bad guys, they have millions of dollars. I didn't know it was an issue of money, friends. I thought it was an issue of the people's vote. Well, then it leads up to the fact that there's massive voter fraud going on in this country. You all the well know this. It doesn't matter who does the voting. It matters who does the counting. And it's exactly what's being exposed on a daily basis. Open your eyes. Okay? Joe Biden is there by fraud. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. And who handed you him? Yours truly. The guy that's going around talking about how he needs to make America great again. Yeah, well, folks, I just did a video on Donald Trump, and you might want to pay attention to it. It's just his fruit that hangs on his wicked branches. He's a con man is what he is. He's a con man. That's all he is. Okay. He has endeavored to prevent the population of these states for that purpose, obstructing the laws for naturalization of foreigners, refusing to pass others to encourage their migrations hither, and raising the conditions of new appropriations of lands. He's obstructed the administration of justice by refusing his assent, his agreement to laws for establishing judiciary powers, He has made judges dependent upon his will alone. That's exactly what you're seeing in the Supreme Court. Many federal and state judges. He makes the judges dependent upon their will alone for the tenure of their offices and the amount in payment of their salaries. Everything the Lord tells us to watch out for is exactly what the king was doing to our forefathers, and they said they would have none of it. You're way beyond this. He has erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance. Does that sound familiar? Do I need to add to this? He has kept us among among us in times of peace, standing armies without the consent of our legislatures. That's why they're red flags all over these mass shootings. Because the more they can create this, the more they can implement what? A police state. They want you to cry out to government for more protection. That's exactly by design what it was intended to do. So think before you open your mouth, friends. That with all respect. He has affected to render the military independent of superior to the civil power. The military is not to out-arm us, but that's what they want to do. That's why they're trying to disarm you today. He has combined with others to subject us to a jurisdiction foreign to our Constitution. Hello, Americans. And acknowledged by our laws, giving his assent to their acts of, this is what it is, a pretended legislation. May look like law, smell like law, have the color of law, but it's not law. May look like a duck, walk like a duck, and quack like a duck, but it just may not be a duck. Well, folks, you get, and I'm opening this up, you get the best that you have in your federal government. Get them on the show. Let's talk about the Constitution, because what you're going to find is the same exact thing. It's foreign to these people that are legislating that which is foreign to the U.S. Constitution. The usurpations were quartering large bodies of armed troops among us. Oh, my goodness, friends. You have 35 jihadi camps in America today, don't you? Yep. You want to act like it's not really happening. Well, act all that you want. It doesn't matter, because when judgment comes, regardless if you believe it or not, well, stand in front of a bus, what's going to happen? Okay? You don't have to believe it if you don't want to, but stand there, because it's coming. For protecting them, those that were committing crimes against the people, the colonies during that time, the king would protect his agents by a mock trial from punishment for any murders which they should commit on the inhabitants of these states. Anybody paying attention to this? Look at the crimes of the FBI in which they've orchestrated. Recently, January 6th, Gretchen Whitmer, a couple years ago, it's been all found to be engineered by the FBI. Look at Waco, Texas. Look at the Oklahoma City bombing. Look at Ruby Ridge, friends. Look at Mandalay Bay shooting. Look at the terror camp that was exposed in New Mexico. Oh my goodness, should we keep going here? Let's look to September 11th. Why did a lot of those eyewitnesses die off, friends? Come on. My goodness, friends. For cutting off our trade with all parts of the world, what's happening now? You have illegal censorship. Businesses are going down because they're being illegally censored by what? Facebook, Twitter, Google, because they act like they're an errant, that they own the earth, and whatever they give to the people, it's up to them. That's just not how we're set up. Did our forefathers put up with it? Nope, they didn't.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to see one, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.